Australian healthcare professionals are calling on the federal government to ease telehealth restrictions imposed on sexual and reproductive health care. Hayden Evans reports.
After broadening Medicare coverage for a range of telehealth services due to COVID-19, the federal government restricted coverage for sexual and reproductive telehealth services in late July. The restrictions mean patients seeking sexual health-related consultations via telehealth can only access them under the Medicare benefits schedule if they're a regular patient of a general practitioner or have been an active patient in the last year. The Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association is Australia's peak body for public and not-for-profit hospitals and healthcare providers. Their chief executive, Alison Verhoeven, says the restrictions prevent patients from accessing the care they need.
The reason that restriction was put in was because general practitioners through the RACGP and the AMA argued to government that to have good continuity of care with your doctor, you should be having your first consultation with a doctor just by telephone. And that makes sense. On the surface of it, that makes sense. You know, you wouldn't want to be meeting with the doctor for the very first time just by phone, not having any understanding of who you are and what your circumstances were, and having a phone call might be very difficult to actually develop some sort of working relationship with the doctor and a caring relationship. But the reality is that for people in particular circumstances, that rule is actually going to stop people being able to access care, and that's our concern. And the issue for people who might be having a consultation related to sexual health or reproductive health is that they don't always see the GP that they might normally see for their coughs and colds and other sort of more general things. They might want to go to a provider that provides particular services in that space. So organisations like Family Planning, Mari Stopes and others that provide either sexual health, family planning, reproductive health, type consultations. And typically you might not have seen them once in the previous year. You might, for example, if you've got an implantable device, if you're a woman with an implantable contraceptive, you might only have seen your doctor, you know, up to 2 or 3 years ago. If it's for a consultation relating to a medical abortion, you may never have seen a relevant doctor.
Mari Stopes Australia is the nation's only independently accredited safe abortion, vasectomy and contraception provider. The non-profit organisation offers access to pre- and post-care support services. Managing Director for Mari Stopes, Jamal Hakim, says access to telehealth services is vital during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
These restrictions mean women and pregnant people who can't otherwise access these services, medical abortion services, for example, when it comes to the work we do, are unable to access these services through telehealth in many instances. And this is because the way that the telehealth system has been rolled back means that they can only access these services from their local GP or the GP that they have seen in the past 12 months. And through this pandemic, and, you know, I want to acknowledge as well, you know, we are going through this pandemic at the moment. And what's really important to remember is, regardless of the pandemic, people are still having sex. You know, people are still getting STIs, and people will still have unplanned pregnancies. So that specialist checkup is critical. And really early on, the government actually did move really fast, acted really fast by introducing telehealth. So that was really terrific. And what telehealth means is that somebody can access specialist support through the phone or through the video call anywhere in the country.
Mr. Hakim says the restrictions could lead to an unnecessary public health crisis.
Those who are seeking services who can't access them within their communities, with their local GPs, will now not be necessarily accessing those services. And Family Planning New South Wales has already spoken about a decline of 50% in some of the regional New South Wales areas, for example, in Queensland. You know, it's really critical that telehealth continues to play a part. We know that telehealth is accessed heavily in Queensland through regional and rural and remote areas of Queensland. So if access isn't available, those particularly who can't afford services and can't travel to services. We know there's so many travel restrictions right now. They may then end up in a position where they have additional health needs, where the situation that they are in right now continues to exacerbate. And that's something we need to be mindful of. That means that there's additional burdens on the health system. It increases the cost in the health system. It increases the pressures on public health. It increases the pressures on our medical workforce. And particularly in a time of a pandemic, that's not something that we want to see.
Managing Director for Maurice Stopes, Jamal Hakim, ending that story by Hayden Evans.